All right. Do you guys see that banner up there? What does it say? Hallelujah. When do you hear that word? When do we say that? Yeah? Hallelujah. Give thanks to God. Perfect. This morning, guess what? We are going to say it a gazillion times, particularly in the last song. And I'm wondering why. Why are we saying hallelujah so much today? And why do I have that banner up? Uzzah, why? We won't be saying it again for how long? Forever? No. Tibeti? Pardon? Good. For 50 days or 5 weeks, right, of the season of, who knows what liturgical season is happening next? Lent. You're right, Jacob, Lent. And Lent is the time that we're getting ready for what? What's the big holiday? What's our big important day at the end? Link. Easter. You're right. So we have 40 days where we're trying to be a little bit more conscious that Jesus had a pretty hard time that last week of his life, right? But we know the end of the story, right? God raised Jesus after he died, and that's what hallelujah means, is thanks be to God. This is great. So we're going to bury the hallelujah, which means we're going to take that sign and put it in that little treasure box. Like, you know how you find a buried treasure? So we're going to put it in there, but we're not going to bury it because I'm afraid I would forget exactly where I dug the hole. Pardon? And lose it forever. So we're just going to put it in the treasure box and leave it underneath the altar, okay, under that nice table. Until when? When do we get to bring out the hallelujahs? On what day?
Easter.
On Easter, but guess when we really do it? The night before, super late at night, because we cannot wait till Easter morning. And mainly because Annie doesn't want to do a 6 a.m. Easter service. So we keep it all closed up, and then when Lent's over and Jesus has been resurrected and we're happy, we can say hallelujah a gazillion times again. Yes, Uzzah. That's a good question. During Lent, was Jesus not happy? Remember, we condense everything down, right? But that last week of Jesus' life was really hard because, you know, he got betrayed and then he had and his friends weren't there to support him very well. And then he had a trial where they said he had done something that he didn't do. And then he had all that where he was, you know, hit and really suffered physically, and then he died. So I would say that was probably pretty unhappy days. But he rose again on Easter. You've got it. So yeah, it's hard for a couple days, but then, yay, we celebrate. So I'm going to ask Miranda and Ariana to help me get that banner off, and we'll put it in the treasure box and we'll close it for the next 5 weeks, okay? And whoever of you is here on the night before Easter morning, on that Saturday night, you can help me open it up and hang it back up again, okay? And by the way, Jeannie brings tons of jelly bellies to that party. That's my incentive to get you there.
Bait. It's bait.
It is. So, Ariana, if you lift up the material on the side, you can just untape it. All right, thank you. And here, Ariana, why don't you come towards me? And I'm going to put it in the box. And then, but before I do it, what are we going to say super loud right now? I'm sorry?
Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Declan, stand up and you're going to lead everybody in a good shout. Ready? You guys, 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. Oh, that's a good idea. You want me to bury it and let the dog find it?
Yeah. Buddy will do it.
I don't think so. Well, let's gather together and let's put our hands together. And does anyone feel called to pray a quick prayer? Yes, come on over, Uza. So pray us into Lent, okay?
Dear God, please help us not say hallelujah during Lent until the end of Easter. Well, then we can rejoice and say hallelujah as many times as we want. Amen.
That's a fantastic prayer. Help us to remember your suffering, and on Easter we'll say hallelujah. Thank you, Uza. That's great.